You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Let's take a look back at some memorable must-see moments from the 2017 season. Light tower power might be an understatement where Joey Gallo is concerned.
Now, Joey Gallo had the big double last night in the 13th inning, and it would score the winning run.
It's a 3-0 count, and the pitch is swung on and walloped. Deep right field, and that ball is history. What a shot by Joey Gallo right down the line.
That thing went over the popcorn wagon in the concourse, I think.
The Gallo home run, we knew that thing was touched off pretty well. It says it went 462 feet. Joey Gallo with a two-run homer that went 462 feet and takes a massive swing and launches this ball. And where will it land?
Wow.
Joey Parks went in the upper porch for his second home run of the game. And the Rangers lengthen their lead to 5-1. Fireworks coming early on a Friday night tonight.
Carlos Gomez achieves a feat only done by 10 other players in Rangers history.
And left field had a base hit. Revere having to track it down to the corner. Gomez legging it out for two. And no surprise, losing some piece of gear. That seems to be a Gomez trademark. Jammed him. A little blooper. Espinosa can't get there. Mazzara on to second.
Well up the middle. But good job by Nomar.
Gomez jumps the first pitch. Trout picking up some speed. Lays out. Can't make the catch. Mazzara hits the bag at third. He's coming home. Gomez digging for third. And this game is tied at two. Now the first pitch, shot, center field, Trout watching the cycle happen. He knows it's his second.
Big smiles all the way around for Gomez, and he knew it right away. You know how aggressive he is, but he goes up to the plate, always takes a big hack. I don't know if it necessarily this moment he could swing any harder than he usually does anyway.
And they all lived Napoli ever after.
2-0, San Diego leads, and he's swinging. Hits this one deep to left field, and it's going to carry all the way out of here. A home run for Napoli.
That's the right man in the right spot for Mike Napoli facing the lefty. We had talked about it earlier. This one looked like it may have been a slider that sat in the middle of the plate. You're not going to get away with that.
Rougned Odor the batter. Andrews the tying run at third. And the pitch. Odor swings and hits a ground ball through the hole left side of base hit, and we're tied. Elvis jogs home. It's the Rangers 2 and the Padres 2. Odor hit it right off the end of the bat.
Mike Napoli hit the home run in the eighth inning. We got a chance to win it now.
Here comes the pitch. Napoli swings and belts one. He crushed it. That ball is history. A three-run, game-winning Jimmy Jack for Mike Napoli. What a shot. Globe Park is on its feet. A monster home run for Napoli wins it for the Rangers 5-2.
Into the second row of the club level.
Another mammoth blast by Joey Gallo highlights a Texas comeback.
Three-run homer last night for Napoli to win it. And this one hit high in the air to left field. It won't get out, but it will tie the game. Davis has it. Cosma tags. He'll score. And we're tied at two. Napoli knocks this one up with a sac fly. Gomez has put second and third now, one out for Gallo. This ball hit hard down the right field line. It is gone! A home run! A three-run shot for Gallo!
It hit the foul pole for the second straight night. The Rangers win it on a three-run walk-off Jimmy Jack. This one by Joey Gallo.
This time it's Robinson Chirinos who lights up a Rangers comeback.
1-1. Two hammers it out to center field. Taylor racing back. He looks up and is gone. Two with a home run to center field, and he makes it a one-run game.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a long drive to right field. At the wall. It is off the wall. Rounding third is Elvis. He's heading to the plate.
Here's the throw. It's late, and the Rangers have tied it up.
And that leaves it in the hands of Chirinos. The Rangers now have used all their bench players.
Puts on the way. Chirinos hits this one high in the air. Deep left field. Goodwin is back at the wall. Goal! It's a home run! He's done it again!
The Jimmy Jack gives the Rangers a 6-3 lead.
Not all of Joey Gallo's home runs have to reach the stratosphere, you know.
We get ready to go here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Joey Gallo. Biagini's 2-2. And that one sent the other way, high in the air, into left field. And Pierce lost track of it for a second and banged into the fence. There's nobody out there. Gallo's around third. He will score an inside the park home run.
Well, that's one you don't see every day.
Here's the 2-2. Swung on in a high drive, twisting down the left field line. Long run for Pierce into the corner, and up against the wall, he can't get it. The ball bounds away back toward the infield, and Gallo has the Jets turned on. He might score. He circles third. He's heading home. There'll be no play. It's a stand-up inside the park home run for Joey Gallo. Pierce got too close to the wall. The ball bounded back toward the infield, and there were no Blue Jays in sight to help him out.
Adrian Beltre continues to pile up the milestones.
Beltre had a base hit in the second inning, 1-for-3. And Allen to the plate. This one lifted high in the air. Deep left field. Brantley is back. It is gone. And the Rangers have taken the lead in the ninth with two out. And who else but Adrian Beltre, his fifth home run of the year.
Home run last night and now number 450 tonight.
Here's the pitch to Beltre. Swung on and a high drive. Well hit left field. That one's way back, and that ball is history. Career home run number 450 for Adrian Beltre has untied this game. It's the Rangers 2 and the Indians 1. He moves into sole possession of 39th on the all-time home run list with his fifth in the year. He has homered in three straight ball games.
He's still got some bat speed, folks, for a guy that is 38 years of age, Adrian Beltre.
It's not just Adrian Beltre's wife who's seen him on bended knee.
Two outs and still a couple of base runners on. Adrian Beltre steps in. Young is back. He looks up, and it is gone! Home run, Adrian Beltre!
There's the down on one knee. Watch it go into the second row. Home run for Adrian.
Here comes his 3-2 pitch. And that ball lifted high and deep into left field. Young going back. He's turning to look, and it's gone.
And that was another knee dinger there from Beltre. He got down on a knee. Beltre, in his own unique way, able to muscle those balls over the wall.
Shin-Soo Chu sparks a ninth inning comeback.
And Chu shoots this one out to left field. Dickerson is back. That one's gone! A laser into the seats by Shin-Soo Chu. And he has just tied this game in the ninth.
We'll make it now 43 first pitch home runs here for the Rangers this year, and I'm not sure any was bigger than that two run home run by Chu.
Brad Boxberger has come on to throw in this 10th inning. Around the corners now with two out for Andrews. 2-2.
Swinging a hard hit ball, diving for it, Longoria. He has it from his back. His throw over to first rolls to Logan Morrison. And Elvis goes past the bag safe with an RBI single. The Rangers take a 4-3 lead. Longoria tried to make an impossible play.
The ageless Adrian Beltre joins some exclusive company.
Once again, everybody here at the ballpark standing. One hit needed for 3,000. 3-0. Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit ball inside third. Base hit down the left field line. Mazzara gets to third. Adrian going to second. He's got a double for 3,000. Congratulations, Adrian Beltre. 3,000 career hits. His teammates come out to greet him. A celebration taking place near first base. And yet another unveiling in front of the Rangers bullpen. A billboard that has a silhouette of Adrian Beltre swinging down to a knee. Adrian Beltre, 3,000 career hits. He does it with a double, and with his team behind him, his family coming to greet him. His son Junior leaps into his arms.
his other kids, Cassandra and Canila, hugging him. And shortly, his wife, Sandra, emerging from the seats near the dugout, will come out to give Adrian a big hug. A huge moment for Adrian Beltre. A huge moment in Texas Rangers baseball history.
The 3-0. Bouncer, base hit into left field. And there it is, number 3,000 for Adrian Beltre. What a moment for Adrian Beltre and the Texas Rangers. His family and these fans.
Rougned Odor makes a mad dash from third base.
Inside, ball four. What do you know? Rougned Odor draws a walk. Pitch swung on and missed. Hicks his throw. Bounces past Kinsler into center field. Odor gets up from his dive. He's heading for third. Matuk's throw offline. And Rugi slides in safely. Stumpf is the new pitcher for the Tigers. It was drafted out of San Jacinto College. And Odor's breaking home. He dives in safely, but they're calling a balk. So the run automatically counts.
Now coming home is Odor, and he scores. He stole home, a straight steal of home. Oh, my goodness.
Well, they ended up calling a balk anyway, but wow, what an exciting play.
The fans at the Big A were treated to a show from Joey Gallo.
Jared Richards goes back to work here in the second inning against Joey Gallo. Ooh, this ball belted high in the air, deep out to center field, and way up there. Holy smokes, Joey Gallo.
Come on.
I'll take mine on the rocks.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was fun to watch. Watch where this ball lands. Like I'm watching a golf tournament right now. Rolling down the fairway. You'll have just a pitching wedge left in.
The 1-2 pitch, home run number 38. Let's just sit and watch. That's headed over the ficus trees onto the batter's eye. It almost clears the batter's eye. Are you kidding me, Joey Gallo?
This is my eighth season calling Angels baseball. I have yet to see one hit up that far. That's Bo Jackson territory.
I was here for Bo Jackson's home run. I think this thing went a little further than that, if that was possible.